This is Morning Edition. I'm Eric Hodge. From soured romances to sleepwalking out of a second-story window, comedian Mike Birbiglia has made a living telling embarrassing stories about his own life. It's made for fantastic storytelling collaborations on public radio for years, stories airing on This American Life and The Moth. Now he's in the eighth week of his Thank God for Jokes tour. He'll perform at the Carolina Theater in Durham Saturday night. He joins me on the phone from Brooklyn. Mike Birbiglia, thanks for talking with us.
How are you?
I'm well. How about you?
I'm good. I'm glad to be part of the Morning Edition.
Your book and movie, Sleepwalk With Me, catalog your misadventures caused by a rare sleep disorder, including one that got you 33 stitches in your leg. How are you sleeping these days?
I sleep pretty well now, although I do, you know, I still sleep in a sleeping bag every night, and every night my wife will say, you know, it's time to get in your pod. So it's sort of a romantic thing. And lately it's been strange because I've been sleeping on a tour bus. Very disorienting. You know, you'll go to bed in Omaha and wake up in Wichita. It's a very strange, disorienting thing. I've really chosen the wrong profession for someone who needs to have a regular sleep cycle. This is very strange. Yeah.
Instead of doing impressions or focusing on punchlines, your shows are full of the stories that come from your own life, and it's part of what's made you such a good fit for radio.
Oh, thanks.
And who are some of those storytellers that you admire that kind of inspired you?
Well, you know, probably the first comedian I ever watched was Bill Cosby. From the early 80s, I think. I remember watching it at my friend Matt's house, like in the basement on like a VHS tape, and I was just like really mesmerized by it. And what's amazing about it is I've watched it since then. It just really holds up. I think there's something about telling a story that is as human a story and as free of kind of cultural references as possible that makes the audience kind of lock in. That's what I love about doing live shows is it's like almost a religious experience. You're on stage, you know, you're telling the audience like personal stories, true stories about yourself, you're really opening up to them and people as a group laughing all at the same time. And so that's why I called the tour Thank God for Jokes, because I do think it is almost a religious experience.
Well, and it's also your audience is, it seems to me that your audience is really rooting for you.
I think that's somewhat true, yeah. So every now and then there'll be someone on Twitter will write, like, I like Mike Birbiglia, but I just feel so bad for him. You know, and I've always feel like writing, like, no, I'm fine. I'll be fine. things are okay. It's comedy because I'm alive.
Yeah, and you can tell the story.
I feel like the whole thing puts it in perspective. It's like, you know, the story from my girlfriend's boyfriend where I discovered that, you know, my first girlfriend has another boyfriend, and that I'm like the secret boyfriend.
The final red flag with Amanda was that she told me not to tell anyone that she was my girlfriend. I know. I'm in the future also.
It's really embarrassing at the time, but in retrospect now, you know, 20 years later or whatever, it's fun to talk about. It's great. That's actually one of these stories where I toured that show to 70 cities, 4 countries. Pretty much every night when I would tell that story, at least one person would come up to me and say, that exact same thing happened to me. And I was like, really? That exact same thing? Like, that is so specific.
Comedian Mike Birbiglia is touring with his new show, Thank God for Jokes. He'll be at the Carolina Theater in Durham Saturday night. Mike, thanks for talking this morning.
Oh, thank you so much. I can't wait.